Alrighty, good morning. Coming up on 8:40 here on the Mighty 690, we are joined now by Promotions Director Extraordinaire Tina Romine. Good morning, Tina.
Good
How are you
morning.
Doing? Yeah.
I'm great.
And we were actually talking with Charles and Gary Skink earlier about the Interstate Farm and Home Show, which is going to be here before we know it.
Yes. Did they tell you that they were winners of our Best Booth Award?
Yeah,
before?
I already knew that.
You
I mean,
knew
I knew that?
That.
Like, that was one of the first things that was told to me as a new employee. I mean, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. They dressed out. It was nice. They have comfy chairs and popcorn, and it was really nice. They definitely bring the party to their booth. So.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a good one.
Stop and see them. They are... Well, they're going to be in the same spot as they were last couple years, actually. Just as you come into the West Gym, right in that first hallway, they'll be right there.
That's going to be great.
We also have Roman's Outdoor Power and Roman Chevrolet Buick. They're going to be back this year, and they bring cars and trucks and tractors and lawnmowers sometimes and all their Kubota equipment and whatnot. So, that'll be fun to see them, and we have Go Bob back this year. They took a year off last year. They weren't with us, but they are here this year.
So
and
what is that?
They have a lot of fencing options and sheds
cool.
And barns and cattle panels and things like that, and the hay rings that you feed the cows. So they don't stomp all over their hay and lay in it and, you know, do other things in it that you don't want them to
eat. Gotta have skirted hay rings. That's what Wendy Powell says. So we gotta listen to her.
Yes. And I think they're gonna have some demonstrations on different products and different ways to handle cattle and things like that. So if you want to see all of the vendors that are coming or a part of our show, you can go to our website. You can get there from kggf.com, and there's an ad on there that has the Interstate Farm and Home Show, or you can just go to interstatefarmandhomeshow.com.
Oh,
under
the
great participating vendors, there are a list of everybody that's coming, and you can check out their websites, and it's a handy little tool to have after the show, too. So we give you a map that you can see all the people, and then you can mark the ones that you want to check out, do further research, or buy their products and have them shipped or whatever. But it's a great show. At this point, we are taking a few more booths if you want to squeeze in. We are finding some new room and trying to fit as many in as possible for you guys to come and look at. But if you want to be a part of the show, I would definitely contact our office here at KGGF, 620-251-3800. We will get you in touch with someone that can help you out. And it's definitely a show to be at. You know, people want to get out. They want to move. They want to see other people. They want to see things things.
And a lot of this is about, you know, planting seeds, you know, being able to, you know, so you see a product and maybe it might not be the right time for you, but then, you know, it might be a few months down the road, a year even, and you say, oh, I remember I saw that they had this, you know, because sometimes we don't always have these exact needs at the exact time, and, you know,
right,
March 24th and March 25th, but it's just good to be able to kind of gather information. And
yes,
obviously, you know, we can Google to our heart's content, but sometimes that doesn't show us what we're really looking for. So
right,
being able to see, be exposed to some different products, some new products, this is, it's going to be a great opportunity.
And just have that human interaction where you talk to people and understand their product. So.
Well, and this is a good time to, you know, answer questions and ask
right
questions.
Right.
Because, you know, obviously a lot of places like dealerships are happy to have you, but, you know, everything's here in one place. So it's just really easy to ask a few questions and make good use of your time, because, you know, time is valuable these days, you know, especially among farmers and producers. And so, you know, being able to get a lot of stuff done and short order is a good opportunity.
And we have such a variety of things.
Yeah, this is not just for, you know, farmers. We've got something for everyone.
Right. That we've got jump houses for the littles. We've got home decor, kitchen stuff, woodworking, and carpet care, like financial institutions. Like there's insurance. Like there's a wide variety of everything, and it's just a fun show to be at.
And we're going to be broadcasting live, too.
We are. And the Bartlesville stations will join us as well, so you'll get to meet all of our on-air personalities. And we also have that chance to win $500. And we have a chance on Friday, and we have a chance on Saturday. If you come on Friday and you come on Saturday, you can register both times and have two chances to win. And, you know, if you bring all your family, they get to register, too. So, It's a good option for you to sign up for that, and we want to make sure that you get in on that. We have a lot of other door prizes that we get from all of our other vendors as well. So, you know, we have stainless steel mugs and cups and free services, and usually Shandon gives us some carpet cleaning solutions, and I know that somebody in this office has used those, and I don't remember who it was, but they said it was a phenomenal product, and I know that he had been out to my brother's to clean his carpets, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, there's some really neat products.
The Advantage Carpet Care out of Neodache, and he was very cost-effective, so, and I know that there's a lot of vendors that have booths around the show, and they have a lot of show discounts. So, you know, you might get $100 off of a service. You might get a free service. You know, you can sign up for different things at their booths as well. But you never know what you're going to get. We have a lot of cash and carry items. The Cutco Cutlery will be there again this year. That's a very popular booth.
Good stuff. And I mean, that Cutco has a lifetime warranty. That's some really, really excellent product.
Yes, and so Craft Body Scan will be there, and they have a very unique product or service, rather, that they scan your body for all kinds of different things, and just to make sure you're healthy, and they can definitely talk more about that than I can, but it's out of Tulsa. It's not that far away, and you can go to our website again. Everything that we have... their websites or their social medias that we can tag them to. You can just click on those and search out through it. One of my favorite booths last year was Cask and Grove out of Independence, and they have the infused oils and the balsamic vinegars with all the different flavors, and that was one of my favorite things.
That's cool.
I'm kind of obsessed with those, like, and I love to cook, so it kind of goes hand in hand.
But. Oh, that's great. And then do you, like, you know, there's Branson tickets available and that
Yeah,
sort of thing.
That'll come with our door prizes. Yeah. We have Branson and Eureka Springs and Kansas City Zoo, which Kansas City Zoo is adding that aquarium this fall.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait to see that. I cannot wait. Yes. So I'm excited for that. And I hope that you guys look that up and get excited for it, because it's not that far away. It's a really fun adventure for you and the kids. No. I mean, it's drivable in a day.
Very much so. You can stay
the night, whichever. And the zoo is lovely. We went last year and it was lovely. So I just can't wait for that aquarium. But we do have a lot of Branson shows. We've added that Hughes Brothers. They have four different shows that we have, and Clay Cooper and the Grand Country Music Hall, and we also have some hotel stays, so it's definitely fun to win those Branson packages and different door prizes from other vendors. We've had anything from like t-shirts and stainless steel mugs to, you know, a free carpet service. Like, you just, it's just all kinds of fun stuff.
So for the whole family, you know, just bring everyone out, enjoy the day, and isn't there some food too? Is there any food?
Yes,
on
site? The soccer team will have a concession stand, and I do believe we do have options for food trucks if someone wants to join us.
Okay.
I don't know. I think we're working on a couple right now. I just haven't had anything confirmed right now, but the soccer team, everything that you purchase goes to that team to help support them. And they are a good bunch of kids. They help us set up. They help us tear down. They're with us the whole time. And their hamburgers are pretty good.
Hey, yeah, I'm all about that. So, obviously, if you have a KGGF desk calendar, it already has the dates on it. But for those who don't, what are the dates and times?
Friday, March 24th, we open the doors at 1 o'clock and we'll be there till 7. And then Saturday, March 25th, We will open the doors at 8:30 and we will be there until 4.
That's great.
Yeah. We got plenty of time. Come see us.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Well, anything else that we should know, Tina?
Well, we also have the OK Cooking School coming up. And if you want to be involved in that, you can give us a call here at the station as well. And if you're a cake decorator, we would love to have you join our culinary cake competition. And you can win prizes and cash dollars and things like that.
And for that cake competition, there is a entry form online, correct?
Yes, there is. That's okay, great. cookingschool.com.
Okay, well, that's a good reminder. So, yeah, you can head on over there. You can find all those links through kggfradio.com. And, we'll be happy to take care of you via that. So a couple really fun events coming up as we get in. You know, this is the time of year people are gearing up. They're getting ready for, you know, the next planting season. They're getting ready for gardening, home improvements, maybe working on that backyard. Getting the kids a swing set, you know, there's all sorts of stuff. We're kind of coming out of hibernation, so this is a perfect time to kind of get everything geared up.
I'm ready for sunshine. I'm praying for good weather. I hope you are too.
Yeah, I know. I am too. Absolutely. Yeah.
It'll be a fantastic day. Rain or shine, we'll make it a fun day.
Get
the
pool going. See, we'll be there before we know it.
I am so ready for swim pool season, and swimming holes will be there again this year.
Oh.
So, yeah, if you have a swimming pool, if you have questions, Jeff should be there to answer all of your questions. He does all kinds of installation and opening. If you don't want to open your pool yourself.
That's a lot of work, yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. I know firsthand.
You know, you take the cover off and it's like, wow, look at that. And it's like the creature from the Black Lagoon's going to come out of here.
Yes, so. I've seen that a couple times. But
pros do it.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're thinking, man, I want a swimming pool, you know, I'm really just going to bite the bullet and do it this year. You want to call him now because he books out.
Yeah.
He books out for a long time. And as a person that installed their own pool themselves, I highly recommend that you hire someone it is not a fun experience.
Oh my. Wow.
Halfway through, I looked at my husband and said,
Why did
we do this?
Oh my god.
So I was like, Nick, if this ever happens again, we'll definitely hire someone. And Jeff is definitely a professional. So come talk to him. He'll answer all of your questions. They have held my hand through my pool ownership, and I know they have pennies as well. So they are good people. So
that is great. Well, Tina, I always appreciate having you on to talk about this. And I'm very much looking forward to my first Interstate Farm and Home Show.
I'm looking forward to you seeing it too. That's so great.
It's gonna be great. So yeah, March 24th, March 25th, we hope to see everyone out there, and it's gonna be a good time.
Always is.
All right, well, thanks again, Tina. And hey, we do have open link coming up here in just a little bit, but at 9:10 we are going to chat with the folks from Sun Group. So hang tight for that. We will get to open line. I know people are chomping at the bit, so we'll take care of you here in just a few. Weather-wise today, we are looking at a high right around 52 is what we can expect for Coffeyville and Independence. Decrease in clouds, and we're going down to 40 overnight. Tomorrow's going to be 55 and more rain on the way, even maybe some thunderstorms Saturday night. So we're keeping an eye on all of that. Right now in Coffeyville, we are sitting at 38 now. We've gone down a little bit here on the Mighty 690.